Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Thank you, God. Wonderful.
No one like
nobody.
Our God.
My God.
He alone is God. I greet you this morning, Jesus Joy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For what he has done. Give glory to God. Pastor Stinger.
Mm-hmm.
Absent. Jasper. As he celebrated on last night. Amen.
Amen.
He was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Rejoice, we celebrate him. Are you kind of proud of Brother Jasper?
Yes.
Look what God has done.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
If you would this morning, come with me into 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter, the 9th to the 10th verse. Just want to touch on just these two verses. 1 Chronicles 4 chapter 9 through 10. And also, I'd just like to take a moment to recognize my cutie pie.
I know. Praise the Lord. That's all right.
My hot chocolate.
Yes, sir. Nothing wrong with that, brother. Yes.
Come this Friday. From this Friday, it will be 27 years.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Of marriage, she has put up with me.
Yes, right.
And I thank the Lord that he gave me just what I need.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. What we have here in 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter, 9 to 10 verse says, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory,
mm-hmm.
that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain.
Mm-hmm.
So God granted him what he requested. You may see. And Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez because she bore him in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And Jabez was called on the God of Israel that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory,
mm-hmm.
and that your hand would be with me,
mm-hmm.
and that you would keep me from evil. I got a preach this morning.
Mm.
That I may not cause pain. So God granted his request. Most holy, internalized God, we thank you for your word.
Yes, God.
Father, we thank you that you got us up this morning.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
A good measure of life,
yes.
health, and strength.
Yes, God.
Now, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus.
In the name.
That you let this man decrease.
Yes.
And I pray for your Holy Spirit to increase.
Yes, God.
For Lord, I can't preach this word without your Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Come on in.
Come on.
And have your way.
Have your way.
Father, I surrender all,
mm.
and all to you I give.
Yes.
Have your way.
Have your way, God.
And on this morning, someone would be encouraged.
Yes, sir.
Someone would be healed.
Yes, sir.
Someone would be delivered. And someone would be set free in the name of Jesus.
The name.
When it's all said and done, you will get the glory.
You will.
You will get the honor.
You will.
And you will get the praise.
You will.
Now unto him who sits upon the throne.
Well.
And unto the Lamb be our blessing.
Mm.
Glory.
Yes.
Honor.
Yes.
And power.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. In
Jesus' name.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen.
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 This morning, I want to propose a question to you this morning. The question is, can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand to be blessed? Surely I was born for more than this. Sound familiar? Hope it does. Sound familiar? Have you ever had a gnawing hunger, a restless burden of wanting to do more for God? I don't know about you, but I know about me. If so, you are not alone. You are created to do great things and great works for the Lord. And He created you to do great things. God is a fulfiller of dreams. I believe that concept that in the beginning of conception when you were born, that He has already planted some big dreams in your heart. These dreams are perfectly wedded for His purpose and for our purpose here on this planet. With passion of our souls, we drive each and every day to do great things for the kingdom of God. You were created in His image to do great works, great things, that He can be glorified in all that you do. For in you you have a hope, a longing, a desire to do great works for the Lord, conscious or subconsciously. It said, God planted them there. They are the secret of your fulfillment. One man took a risk to ask on his ambition. His name was Jabez. His story has been widely publicized in the Christian circle. Interestingly, the Bible record of Jabez is condensed into four short sentences found in his simple verse. God summarized Jabez just like this. He was more honorable than his brothers. In other words, he was more respected. He received his name because his mother gave birth to him in pain. He asked God to give him the desires of his heart to enlarge his territory. God answered yes. Jabez's prayer is one of the effective prayers in the Bible. We are told how God answered, but we are clearly not told God granted his request, how He did it. He says, bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me. Keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. But before we can dissect Jabez's request, we first must grasp the passion of this prayer and embrace that Jabez was proactive in his pursuit of this prayer. He did something that made to make his request. He called on the God of Israel. I don't know about you, but when I get in a certain situation, when I have a problem in my life, I can't call on my mom.
All right now.
I can't call on my dad.
Yeah.
But I know I can call on God.
Yes, sir.
Because He's able to do abundantly more than we can ask. What think? He called. This word call means he cried out for help. The prayer of Jabez was not just an off-the-cuff prayer. You know, he didn't say, oh, Lord, by the way, if you don't mind, I got a prayer for you. No, his prayer was heartfelt and a passionate plea. Yeah. Given what we are told about Jabez in the Bible, I think we can infer that this prayer represents an overriding theme in his life. It was constant, and it was a deep desire. Children of God, have you ever wanted anything bad? For a moment, try to imagine a desire so intense that drives everything in the conscience and the fiber of your being. Now imagine asking God day after day with fervent intensity to fulfill your life for the very specific requests. Being very audacious in your requests. Jesus said in Luke 18:1, he said, a man always ought to pray and not lose heart. Imagine God is answering your prayer, whether it be spiritual or material or both, abundantly pouring out according to his eternal riches and generous wisdom. And then, as he pours out his blessings on your life, imagine aspiring to take new territory, not primarily for yourself, but for his purpose. As your borders are expanded, the responsibility God entrusts you to grow to a point that is overwhelming. Picture yourself crying out desperately for his hand of power to enable you to be a good steward and responsible for all of what he has blessed you with.
Yeah.
Now consider that under these conditions, you might become sensitive to sin's destructive power. Effective that you plead with God, keep me from evil.
Yeah.
So that you might pursue his best for your life without hindrance. If you can begin to grasp this passion, this mindset, this wondrous habit of faith-fulfilled prayer, then you already started to expand your borders in the next stage of God's plan for your life. So I ask you this morning again, child of God, can you stand to be blessed? First Corinthians 2 and 9 tells me, ears have not seen, nor eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor have entered into the heart of man things which God has prepared for those who love him. He says, bless me indeed. This Hebrew word for bless me, to bestow favor or kindness. So when Jabez said, bless me indeed, he was asking God, would you pour out your goodness upon my life?
Yes.
And though God's blessings come in many forms, neither Jabez nor God was embarrassed about the answer he might give, whether it be material or financial. But there's another element to the request. Jabez's request was that you would bless me indeed.
Yeah.
In the original Hebrew language in which the Old Testament is written, we find no separate word for indeed, but rather the Hebrew grammar, the writer had to have an option of slightly changing the spelling of the verb in order to add a meaning intensely or immensely. The effective is similar to when you take a blunt statement, I broke the meaning. So I can say, Kenny Cole, you broke the meaning. That's fine.
Yeah.
But if I change it and said, Kenny Cole, you smashed the mirror into many pieces. That changes the whole grammar of the statement.
Yeah.
That's what the writer of Chronicles did with the verb bless. He changed the word from in order for just saying, bless me. He said, bless me intensely. All right. Jabez is saying, God, I really want you to bless me. Not just a little bit, but a whole lot.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen. All right, preacher.
Come on.
I'm walking.
Not only do many of us find it difficult to ask God to bless us, but asking for big blessings.
Yeah.
Big blessings can even be more uncomfortable. Somehow it feels selfish. I'm talking about selfish with a big capital X. Reason how I know? Give me some. Give me three hymns. Three hymns. Put three here. Give me three hymns. Come on, come on. We run time. Put through here.
Okay.
Give me two more. Come on. We're burning time. Give me one more. One more. One more. Come on. Put it right here. Put it right here. Now. Now, I want you to get this. All these represent the blessings of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you had your choice, which one would you take? Now, hold on here. Sister Samuels, come here. Come on, come on up here. Come on. Now, understand. These are all the blessings God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
Which one would you take?
All of them. Praise the Lord. That's all right. That's all right. Amen. Amen. Want it all.
I want you to get this. God has many blessings in store for you. But oftentimes, we don't take advantage of all the blessings God has
in
our life.
Amen. 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 Amen.
God is not robbing you. You are robbing yourself.
Come on. Come on, preacher.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
That's why I ask the question, can you stand to be blessed? This prayer is not impersonal, but personal.
Yeah.
Jabez didn't ask, please bless the work. But rather, he said, bless me. Mm-hmm. Unapologetically so. Praying for the world's good. But so is praying for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and you go say, I want you to pray for me.
Yeah.
Well, that's good and then.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you have to take the initiative.
Yes, sir.
And pray for yourself.
Amen. Amen.
I was told when they came and raided David's camp and the Amalekites came and took everything in the camp, and when they did it, his men wanted to kill him.
That's right.
It tells me that David encouraged himself.
That's right.
That means he went to his project.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Got on his.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What to do? Mm. And oftentimes we rob ourselves when we don't take time to pray for ourselves. Saints of old would sing, the Lord is blessing me.
Yes, sir.
Right now.
Oh, right now.
Oh, right now.
Right now.
I said the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Is blessing
yes,
me.
Yes, sir.
Right now.
Oh, right now.
He woke me.
Up this morning.
Up this morning.
Started.
And started me.
On my way.
On my way. Yeah. I said the Lord.
Lord.
Yeah. I said the Lord.
Yeah.
I said the Lord.
Yeah. Sing your song.
It's blessing me.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right now. Praise the Lord. That's all right.
Some of them don't know what I'm talking about. am I saying something?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen.
I'm saying something. This prayer is not specific or general. Beloved, God's blessing, his blessing is, by the definition, direct and determined by God, not by man.
All right.
If you limit your expectations and requests on one specific way you want God to bless you, you may be praying a valid prayer, but you are no longer praying with an open heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jabez, like we gonna tell God how we want to bless. Say what?
Yeah.
We gonna tell God.
We gonna tell.
How we want him.
Yeah.
To bless us.
That's right.
Well, God determines how you get blessed.
Mm.
It's not up to you.
Yeah.
You can dot your I's and you can cross your T's.
Yes, sir.
But God is the one who determines how you get blessed.
Amen.
And when he does, you need to give him the glory.
Amen. Amen.
You need to give him the honor.
Hallelujah.
You need to give him the praise.
Yeah.
But you're no longer praying with an open heart. Ultimately, there's one who knows the most appropriate appropriate and fulfilling blessing for you. And that's God. The songwriter wrote, any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied.
Yeah. Amen.
This prayer doesn't ask for meager provisions, but abundant blessings. It's a shame when many Christians have a mindset of thinking our Heavenly Father is stingy.
Huh.
That was good. We think our Heavenly Father is stingy. By no means will He bless me. I missed my mark. I didn't do everything right.
Mm.
But I'm here to tell that He looks beyond.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And He meets our every need.
Yes, He does.
Thank God for your blessing. Thank God for your mercy.
Thank you, God.
Thank God for your grace.
Thank you, God.
That every time we mess up,
every time,
He looks beyond.
Oh, thank you, God.
And He meets.
Yeah.
Our every need.
Yeah.
All the time. He's good.
All the time.
He's good.
All the time.
He's good.
All the time.
He's good.
All the time.
He's good to me.
And me.
He's good to you.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, God.
I'm trying to calm myself down here.
Mm-mm. Spirit use.
This prayer doesn't ask for major provisions, but abundant blessings. When we ask for great blessings, He chooses wisely how and when to answer. But He's not put off by enthusiastic prayer. In fact, if our great passion is an expression of great honesty and fervor, then God welcomes it. This prayer doesn't limit the request to a specific time, likely today, but allows God to bless whenever, wherever, however He prefers.
Mm-hmm.
Too often we are tempted to put a time limit on God. Mm-hmm. You don't bless me by tomorrow by 1:00.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna have a problem.
Yeah, okay.
I never knew God had put the
time limit on God.
But my word tells me that He's infinite, and everlasting.
That's right.
This prayer was not a weak wish, but a fervent desire. This is a deep degree of desire which the Jabez prayed. We were commanded to ask.
Mm-hmm.
James 4:2 tells us, you do not have because you do not ask. All good things come from God.
That's right.
And God loves to give them. He bestows many blessings on every human. Blessings such as life, possessions,
mm-hmm.
a mind for thinking, a heart for feeling. But God has chosen and required a step of initiative from us before He will release the fullness of His generosity. The Father knows how to give good things.
Yeah.
But you must ask.
Yeah.
If on today you used to pray for God's blessing or gifts of grace, but for some reason you stop, you're undoubtedly, you have forfeited many blessings.
Mm-hmm.
You have not
because
you ask not.
That's right.
It's time to you start praying again.
Yeah.
And many of us, I hate to say many of us, we have not because we ask not because we ask with the wrong.
That's right.
Intent.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You pray for God to help you hit the lottery.
Huh. Ain't gonna happen. Lord have mercy.
You're gonna be praying a long time.
Yes, sir.
Give that money to count up.
If you in 7-Eleven, and you scratching off it. You scratching off everything you stocked.
Yeah.
You scratching in vain.
Mm.
Because that's not what God wants you to do. He wants you to depend on Him.
Amen.
He said He'll supply our every need. So why are you trying to do God, be God all by yourself? Huh? The Father knows how to give good things, but we must have that. Some of God's greatest blessings are reserved for those who has. Many think that when we become Christians, you're automatically added to God's blessing mailing list. But that's not true. And until you believe that God is waiting, you must ask. You will miss out on most of the remarkable and supernatural results of praying like Jabez. First, my Lord, I ask you again, can you stand to be blessed? To ask with a hunger and urgency. I don't know what you stand in need of, but on this morning, all you have to do is just ask. Not only did Jabez ask for blessings indeed, to be blessed indeed, but he had a second request. He said, to God of Israel to enlarge his territory. Enlarge means abundant increase. The Hebrew word implies not just a little growth, but huge expansion. It's the same word translated as multiply. In Genesis 1:28, when he commanded Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, their assignment was to increase mankind. Jabez wasn't seeking little blessings or just a little more land. He was asking for more vast abundance. Much of what God wants us to do involves expansion, not only literal territory, but influence as well. He wants to use you, your skills, your talents, your gifts that he has entrusted you to touch more, reach more people in this world, in every direction. Envision your life as a box on four different sides.
Yeah.
One side represents your family. Another side, your work. Another, your ministry. And another, your personal relationship. In a very real sense, God desires to increase your influence for him in each and every one of these areas. Enlarge my territory. This prayer of territory is not focused on gaining property, but on expanding your ministry.
All right.
In other words, your service.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes God pushes our efforts solely in the direction of ministry to minister to others, even when we have different plans, and yet having the mindset and desire to catch our community for the cause of Christ. It's good to make plans. It's fine to ask God to bless your plans, but Jabez's prayer was for more territory, similar to asking for more blessings in that he enlarge your influence for the glory of the kingdom. I want you to guide my expanding influence. This prayer was what? Whenever you ask for more, you really are asking God to take you beyond where you have never been before. Some of us are stuck. Stuck.
Amen.
And know where we stuck at?
We're
stuck right in the pew. In the choir stand. In the pulpit.
Still.
God wants you to do more.
That's right.
But you got some gorilla glue. And you stuck.
Well.
Can't move. I feel inadequate. I don't know enough scripture. Well, the devil is lying.
That's it.
Amen.
Because if you are in your word every day.
Well.
I said every day.
That's right.
Some of us pick the Bible up only when we need it. Break glass just in case of emergency. When you got a glass,
right.
Your Bible,
yeah.
Behind glass.
Yes, sir.
And you only break it when you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You only break it when the storm of life come against you.
My God.
You only break it when you find yourself in a pit of despair. You only break it when you're on a speed of trouble. You only. Am I talking to somebody?
Hey, yeah, I'm listening
to you. You only pick up your Bible
yeah.
when you're in trouble.
Amen.
But God wants more for your life. Mm. He told Jabez-Eska to enlarge his territory.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, I have not seen, ear had nor ear heard, nor have entered into the hearts of men. But these are what God has prepared for those who love him.
Mm-hmm.
God has exciting adventure waiting for you. And it will involve some risk, but beloved, as God enlarges your territory, you need to understand one thing. As you proceed, that faith and fear cannot coexist in the same heart, mind,
amen,
body,
amen,
soul.
Amen.
One will expel the other.
That's right. Well,
did y'all get that?
Mm-hmm.
Faith and fear.
Faith and fear.
Cannot coexist in the same heart, mind, body, and soul. One will expel the other. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear,
mm-hmm.
but a power,
yes, sir,
a love,
yes,
and sound mind."
Hallelujah!
I got three things working in my faith.
Well,
I got power.
Power.
So much power.
Amen.
That comes from God.
Yeah.
And many of us, we rob ourselves because we don't tap in to the power of God.
Yes, sir.
Then I got love working on my behalf.
Mm.
I got love. Love that only comes from God. Amen. And then I have a sound mind. Mm. I do. Because you know what? When all hell is breaking out,
yes, sir,
around.
Yes, sir.
I'm not losing. I'm not. God is keeping me.
Yeah.
And if God don't keep you,
oh, my Lord,
you just won't be kept.
Yes, sir.
He keeps me in perfect peace.
Well,
I don't know about you. But I'm so glad.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
When I'm going through,
mm,
he reached down. And he touches on the inside of you. He says, peace.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
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 Thank you, God.
As you grow to know personally the God who urges you to exercise greater faith, greater influence for him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not allow the devil or enemy to hoodwink and bamboozle you.
Yes, sir.
Because you encounter a few stumbling blocks, a few storms, a few doubting Thomases in your life. It baffles me when folk ask God for all these blessings. They ask God to bless them indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I said it earlier in Sunday school. You're always going to have a begging Benny.
Yes, sir.
In your life.
That's what he said.
And there's a whole lot of begging Benny.
Well,
in the church.
Oh, my Lord.
You want God to bless you.
Ha, come on, preacher.
You
come
want
on.
God to pour into you.
Yeah, yeah.
But you decide that you that God owes you and you owe God nothing.
Preach it.
Quiet now.
Yes, sir.
Stepping
on your toes. Yeah. Stepping
on your toes.
Come on,
baby. Bless the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And if you're mad at Reverend Smith,
oh, well.
Bless your heart. You'll be all right.
Yes, sir.
It's time to grow up.
Amen.
But God wants more. We want God to give, but we want to give nothing in return. For anyone willing to break through the fears will discover that life is best and most satisfied when we're living a life that God has intended for us.
Mm-hmm.
There's life and death in the power of the tongue. Speak those things that are not as though they work.
Mm-hmm.
You have power.
Power.
You have power.
Power.
In your life. Use what God has given you. God's territory for you is not limited, but limitless.
Mm-hmm.
When you do things God's way, there's no limit to how much God will increase your territory. Philippians 4:13 tells me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Just ask God to enlarge your territory.
Mm-hmm.
Enlarge my territory in my family.
Well,
break each and every generational curse that has plagued my family, that have them bound up, tied up, wrapped up in sin. Enlarge my territory at work, that I may be an influence for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Enlarge my territory in my ministry, that someone would be healed, someone would be delivered,
God.
And someone would be set free in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Enlarge my territory in my personal relationship, because I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. When we ask for more territory, we are tapping into the heart of Jesus, whose heart is so large to encompass the whole world. Among his final words to his followers, Matthew 28, he says, go and make disciples of all nations. Mark 16:15, to preach good news to all creations. Luke 24:47, the repentance and forgiveness of sin to be preached in his name to all nations. Acts 1:1-8, and for his followers, he said, witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Notice the word all in each of those scriptural references. When we ask God to enlarge our territory, we're standing on the shoulders of a spiritual giant.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of 85, Caleb was ready to retire, nor was he content with just the status quo. He asked for greater territory.
Amen.
In Joshua 14:10-12, he says, so here am I today, 85 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I am still as strong today as the day of Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out and battle now as I was then. Mm-hmm. Now give me. Did you hear what he said?
Give me.
He said, now give me this hill country that the Lord has promised me on today.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have any Calebs?
My Lord.
That can say, give me my territory, what you promised me.
Yeah.
On today, give me the promise you have birthed in my heart.
Well,
give me the dream you have given me at birth.
Well,
do I have any Calebs in the house that is destined to go and get and expand your territory for the kingdom of God? Enlarge my territory is a prayer God loves to answer. On today, what is your dream that God has etched into your soul? What passion has he placed upon your heart?
Mm-hmm.
What burning desire has he stirred up in your spirit? What is the hunger and the thirst God has birthed inside you that you just can't shake? If God could expand the territory of Jabez, he can expand yours. But the question still remains, can you stand to be blessed?
Right.
Oh, amen. That your hand would be with me. In essence, this is saying, Lord, I can't do this. If you don't put your hand upon me, it would all fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
That if you felt that if God didn't intercede,
my Lord,
if God did not intervene,
my Lord,
it's going to all fall apart.
Yes, sir.
And I know I need God in my life,
well,
and in my plans,
yes,
every waking moment.
Yes.
Says, Lord, I need thee.
Yes.
came through. Unfortunately, many people have never come to this because they never venture beyond the comfort zone. It's true. These people will seldom, if ever, see God working powerfully in their lives. Mm. The hand of God is released when we dare to step out of our comfort zones to serve Him. That's why the hand of God, when it's mentioned in the Bible, we learn that when the hand of God is mentioned, it means power.
Yeah.
Show me your big dreams in your life. Watch God work it out on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
When we launch into this adventure of faith, we discover an exhilaration of love serving God. Now, you are not reading about the miraculous life or the miracles in the miraculous life of others. You are living it out yourself. When Jabez means, and when he asks, "Oh, that your hand would be with me," the hand of God, like I said, implies power.
Yeah.
We have power.
Yes, sir.
But do we utilize that? How?
Mm.
Two things. When you look at the Bible, the Red Sea, God opened it up.
Mm-hmm.
Power. Crossing the Jordan River, power.
Yeah.
Walls of Jericho.
Yes, sir.
Power.
Mm-hmm.
Philistines stole the ark, but they gave it right back.
Yes, sir.
Power. Daniel and the lion's den.
Mm.
Power. Hebrew boys in the fire furnace.
Yes, sir.
Power.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Samson versus the Philistines. Power. David and Goliath.
Mm.
Definitely. Power.
Yes, sir.
Lazarus from getting up from the grave.
Yes, sir.
Power. Yeah. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to say something.
Yes, sir.
Jesus going from judgment hall to judgment hall.
Mm.
Beating all not long.
Yes, sir.
Carrying the cross to a place called Golgotha.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging on the cross.
Yeah.
He said, "It is finished."
Yes, sir.
Being put in a bar, too.
Yeah.
But on the third day,
power.
He got up.
Yeah.
With all power.
Oh.
In his hand. He ascended into heaven. Power. I don't know where God has exhibited power in your life. But we all should have a testimony.
Yes, sir.
Of the power of God.
Amen. Amen.
If God has brought you a mighty long way.
Hallelujah.
Power. If God has healed you.
Mm.
Power. If God has brought you out of some mess.
Yes, sir.
That you thought that you would never get out.
My God.
The Old Testament Hebrew, or in the Old Testament Hebrew, the two different words meaning about his power. One is closed and one means open. Jabez was talking about open hand of God. He was asking God, "Please release your mighty power here and now." Secondly, Jabez asked God that he would be with him. In other words, Jabez is asking God to act on his behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in any direction or for any purpose, but towards Jabez himself and for the purpose of enabling Jabez to manage his new territory. Mm-hmm. You know, when God blesses you, you need to ask for some wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm serious. When God blesses you, you need to ask for some wisdom.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because some of us get blessed. And we act like a natural born.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Something, Joe?
Yeah.
We lose our mind. That's where we need to ask for some wisdom.
Amen.
As God blesses us, open doors for us, we need to ask for some wisdom that we can be good stewards.
Yes, sir.
Over what He has blessed us with.
Amen.
That we can manage this new territory, not by us in our strength or by our means, but by his hand. When God acts on our behalf, he doesn't just do it from afar, but he's up close and personal and involved. The hand of God is not a mere human ingenuity, but divine intervention. The hand of God breaks through into our world and to our time and space and performs his wills in such a way that we can only shake our heads in amazement and say, look what God has done.
Yes, sir.
But I like how the psalmist put it in Psalms 66 and 5. He says, come and see what God has done. How awesome his work in man's behalf. He didn't say, come and see what Smith has done.
That's right. That's right.
He didn't say, come and see what Stinger has
done. That's right.
He didn't say, come and see what Jasper has done. He didn't say, come and see what Cole has done.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't say, come and see what Robbie Thompson has done.
Yeah.
He didn't say, come and see what Robin Nunley has done. He said, come and see what God has done.
Hallelujah.
That lets me know that it's not about me, but it's about him and how awesome he works in man's behalf. If you don't mind me asking you, what has God done for you lately? What has he done
my God
for you lately? But if he doesn't do another thing,
He's done enough. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Now, how I know? Because you got up.
Yes, sir.
He's done enough.
Yes, sir.
You got life, health.
Amen.
And strength.
Yeah.
He's done enough.
Yes, he has.
You got breath in your body.
Well.
Food
well,
on your table.
Yeah.
Clothes on your back.
Yeah.
He's done enough. The hand of God is not natural, but supernatural. The hand of God is not guided by my will, but his will. The hand of God is not evidenced by feeling, but by action.
Yes, sir.
One of the guaranteed consistent is constant with God's hand is action. The movement of his hand always results in miraculous change. Whether God's activity occurs within your person or in your circumstance, his hand brings change in the way and where things are, not necessarily by the way you feel. If you desire God's hand to move in your life, just ask. If you want God's hand to be with you as you step out on faith, just ask.
Yes, sir.
If you want his hand to intervene and make provisions for you, just ask. If you want his hand to intervene and move the hearts of those in power, just ask. If you desire the hand of God to intervene with his presence, just ask. If you desire the hand of God to defend and protect, just ask. If you desire the hand of God to help you overcome personal limitations, just ask. God is not looking for a display of strength or ability. Those resources come from him. What he's looking for is loyalty. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord reign throughout the earth to strengthen those hearts that are fully committed to him.
That's right.
God wants very much to work in our lives on earth. Far more than we want him to work in our lives. He is constantly scanning east and west, north and south, seeking loyal hearts. Why? In order to show himself strong by working in our lives. We can rest assured that it's God's desire to release his hand of power. It's God's desire to do a new thing in your life today. You can be confident that he wants to do it through you. But are you ready? Can you stand to be blessed? Finally, he says, keep me from evil. that I may not cause pain. In this passage, the word evil is the same Hebrew word used in Genesis 6 and 5 to describe the world before God unleashes the great flood. Here, it is translated as wickedness. The same Hebrew word can also, in the same context, be translated as pain. And some translations read, keep me from pain. The majority of usage in the Bible is translated as evil, not pain. Protection. I believe Jabez was primarily asking for God's protection from all types of evil. When Jabez prayed, he said, keep me. He was asking God, would you act to protect me? Jabez even revealed his mode of not wanting his evil in his life, that I may not cause pain. This can also be properly translated that I may not pain me or grieve me. Mm-hmm. It's something when folks do evil, you just think that you're getting someone back.
Oh, come on, preacher. Come on.
Or you think if I do evil, or I set somebody up for failure, that it's all right. I'm getting my revenge.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to bust your butt. Because when you do evil, it makes no difference what you do. You are going, the pain you cause is grief to yourself, to others, and to God. Jabez was asking God to protect me from doing evil, which would only cause heartbreak for you, for others, and for me. Many will say, not me. But my question to you, are you walking worthy of your call? Is your life aligned with the Bible?
Well,
are you walking according to what God has instructed you to do? See, my mother always told, when you do evil, you send it out.
Yes, sir.
You can best believe.
It's coming.
It's coming back to
you. Yes, sir. It sure will.
It's something, though, when we set other Christians up to be hurt or to fall, we have no remorse about it. We think it's okay to hurt others and think you're getting away from a clean slate. But one morning, you're going to hear a knock on your door.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to wonder, what is this knock on my door? When you open it up, it says, do you remember me?
Yes, sir.
You sent me out a couple years ago.
Come on.
But I come back to roots from whence I was sent out. You can't do evil and think you're not going to receive. When you do good, you will receive good. But if you focus on doing evil, all you will receive is evil. What it means to pray for protection. The Lord protects from sin. Sin causes far more harm than physical pain, hardship. Sin breaks our fellowship with God, wrecks relationships, destroys family, and tears up churches. In this postmodern generation, we don't talk about sin too much anymore in the church. Just like the church doesn't talk about holiness anymore.
Well,
Lord protects from Satan. 1 Peter 5:8 says, your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, stand firm in the faith. 1 John 4:4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Praying for protection is the most critical when you're actively serving God. Not only should we pray for protection, but pray without ceasing in every area of our life. Praying without ceasing against pride. And remember, it's not about you, it's about God.
Amen.
Praying without ceasing against power. Watch how you treat people, how you use your authority.
Amen.
Romans 13:1 reminds us, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love,
Yes, sir.
I become a brass and clanging cymbal. Pray without ceasing against possession, because the world is not your oyster. It belongs to God. Be anxious for nothing, and everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Pray without ceasing, with pleasure. Everything that glitter is not gold. Huh. Everything that sparkles
Hello.
Is not a star.
Well.
Lord, created me a clean heart.
Yes,
and renewed me a white So God granted him what he requests. God answered Jabez's prayer. He heard his cry. He blessed him indeed. He enlarged his territory. First Mahalov, what say you? If you want to be blessed indeed, just ask. If you want God to enlarge your territory,
yes, sir.
Just ask. If you want God's hand to be upon you, just ask.
Well,
if you want God to keep you from evil and cause him harm, just ask. Jabez, ask for grace. Just like Jabez, I'm asking God for grace.
Well,
I'm looking for greater. I'm praying for greater. I'm reaching for greater. I'm believing for greater. Greater power, greater faith, greater harvest, greater praise, greater worship, greater work,
well,
greater favor,
well,
greater miracles, greater anointing. I'm looking for greater. I declare it. I believe it.
Yeah.
I receive it.
Yeah.
I expect it.
Amen.
I see greater, greater, greater,
greater,
greater,
greater,
greater,
greater
in my home, greater,
greater
in my walk,
greater
in my marriage,
greater
in my church life,
greater
on my job, greater in everyday life.
Amen.
I speak greater over me. But when we passionately, as God's people, when we passionately pray, God doesn't just listen. He responds.
Mm-hmm.
But all I want to know this morning, church, can you stand to be blessed?
Mm.
Can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand?
You stand to be blessed.
To be blessed. Amen. Blessed to the Lord. Most holy and true, my God. We thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
For the purge and battles. We thank you, Father. You've given us everything we need to be successful in life. We know, Lord, if it's not by your hand, we won't be able to do it. It says, unless the Lord builds a house, the labors in vain. And Lord, we don't want to labor in vain. Father, we want you to bless us indeed.
Yes, God.
Father, we want you to enlarge our territory.
Well.
Lord, we want your hand to be upon us. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Father, keep us from all types of evil.
Well.
That we would not cause pain to any. Father, I pray this message has fallen on good soil.
Yes, sir.
That Father, they may run out and tell somebody.
Somebody.
There's an upside to being down. And the upside is Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We give you glory and honor.
Glory and honor.
For who you are.
Yes, God.
And yes, Lord.
Yes.
I can stand.
Yeah.
To be blessed. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let's say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Let us stand. Door the church.